开约书亚记第九章。约书亚记第九章第十三节到第十四节。
Let's open to the book of Joshua, chapter 9, verse 13 to 14.
当他们攻破了爱城之后，
After they destroyed the city of Ai,
我们就看见他们往一个地方叫基遍的地方去。
So they went to a place called Gibeon.
这个地方是一个非常的关键的一个时刻。
This is actually a very critical moment.
看见这一个耶稣亚他们没有求问神。
We saw that Joshua did not inquire of the Lord.
以至于呢被基遍人欺骗。
They were deceived by the Gibeonites.
但是呢这一个耶稣亚呢回到神的面前来祷告。
But Joshua returned to the Lord to pray.
他没有按照这一个摩西的交代。
He did not do according to what Moses commanded.
用着这个以利亚大的这一个乌灵来求问神。
He did not use the Urim to inquire of the Lord.
以至于呢他被这一个基遍人欺骗。
So they were deceived by the Gibeonites.
那么这一段的圣经章节在这个第九章十三节到十四节里面。
In chapter 9, verse 13 to verse 14.
给我们看到一个现实的一个事实是这样子。
This is how the reality is.
那么因为事实是这样子，我们就凭着感觉来领受。
So because the reality is this, so we try to receive with our feelings.
那么如果事实是这样子，用感觉来领受的时候，我们的信心就会凭着感觉而走。
So if we receive it with our feeling, then our faith will be led by our feelings.
我们来读这段圣经章节。
Let's read these verses.
十三节到十四节，二三
节。
这
皮带、
十九带，我们动手的时候还是轻的。看
呐、
啊，现在已经破裂了。我们是衣服和鞋，因为道路甚远，也都穿旧了。以色列人受了他们的食物，并没有求问耶和华。当然，即便他们并不是用什么这一个太诡诈的伎俩。
So of course the Gibeonites deception was not very intricate.
他们心里消化。
But their hearts were melted.
我们看到他们知道所有赶进这个所有迦南地里面的人。
So they saw that all the people in the Canaanite land were driven out.
耶利哥城、爱城都是这样。
The city of Jericho and city of Ai were also driven out.
即便人知道了这个事情说要全部杀光的时候，他们心里都消化。
So when they heard that the Lord had given them to their hands, they were destroyed, that their hearts were melted.
以至于他们来求和。
So they came to seek peace.
他们并不是要用诡诈然后把它赢过来。
So they used that deception to win them.
那么我们看到也是因为这样子的原因。
It's because of this reason.
那么这样欺骗的方法。
They used a deceptive means or ways.
耶稣亚将咒诅临到他们身上。
So the curse came upon them through Joshua.
那你会发现到这个咒诅是很清醒的一个责任。
So you saw that this curse actually was a light in labor.
他们永远以后成为怎么样？奴隶。
They became slaves forever.
怎么样的奴隶呢？
What kind of slave were they?
这个还不容易啊。
This is not easy.
成为什么样的奴隶？有没有人知道？
Do you know what kind to whom they were? They were slaves.
基遍人啊，就在圣殿里面扛器材的。
They are the one who had to carry the wood in the house of God.
或做一些圣殿里面的一些杂役。
So they do some of the miscellaneous work in the house of God.
这个是耶稣亚对他们所讲出来的话语。
This is what Joshua commanded to them.
十四节里面一句话给我们看到一个很醒目的。
So there's something in verse 14 that really revives us.
这事怎么没有求问耶和华呢？
Why did they not inquire of the Lord?
我们凭着经验在做事的时候，
When we do things according to our experience,
大概神也容许这个，神是慈悲的嘛，神是怜悯的嘛。
We may think that God is mercy, God allow us to do things.
为什么要把这些事情赶尽杀绝呢？
So why would he want to destroy everything?
他们用常理来判断。
They use their own experience understanding to
这句话给我们有一个很大的警告。
But this gives us a great warning, this verse.
就是我们可能按照常理的判断。
So we may use our daily experience to judge things.
没有按照圣经的原则。
Not according to the principles of the Bible.
或是有圣经的原则加上了自己的感情。
Maybe we have the principle of the Bible plus our own sensuality or feelings.
因为看到现状。
But because of what we see in reality.
哎呀，神大概不会责怪吧。
Then you think that God would not punish.
没有求问耶和华这一句话是多么令人失望的事情。
You know this word that they say they did not require the Lord make people so.
当然，我们好像看到没有什么灾难的发生。
Even though we didn't see any disaster.
是事实上有灾难的发生。
But truly, there was actually the problem.
以前呢，这个呢，在攻打的时候都是怎么样？都是一个城一个城把它攻打。
So in the past, when they took city by city, they attacked one by one.
现在他们不得了了，我们一个人打不过，我们联合里面的这个东岸的这一边的。这一个啊，整个迦南地东岸的这边的人来攻打。
So now they have to be united. They have to have people on the east of Canaan to be united to attack even the city.
西岸那边太远了。
And the west side was too far.
我们看到东岸打完再打西岸。
So they would destroy the east side first and then attack the west side.
他们只有连着东岸这边的人。
So they only was aligned.
也许有去找西岸那一些的人。
So they may have made alliance with the people on the west side.
哎呦，我的兵马到你们那里都凉了。哎呦，不见得他们会打到我们这里来。
So they think that because so far they would not attack us from that far.
因为他们也不晓得他们打到的地界是哪里。
Because they really don't know the boundary of the conquest.
那么你们那边被他占领，他们大概就满足了。
So if that part was taken by them, maybe they would be satisfied.
没有想到呢，神给他们的是直到哈马口。
So they didn't know that like, what God wanted to give to them is until Haman.
或是在海的日落那个地方。
Or maybe where the sun sets by the ocean.
因此呢，他们只联合东岸这边的人来怎么抗衡。
So the people on the east rose up against them.
看到有五个城，五个兵马过来要围攻。
So they saw that they were fight kingdoms or fight kings that came to attack them.
这个时候，基遍人就跑去啊求帮助了。
So this time the Gibeonites came to ask for help.
因为我们归降于你，所以他们来打我们。
Because they belong to the Israelites, so they asked them for help to protect them.
耶稣亚当然是知道这件事情，所以他怎么祷告神。
So Joshua knew about these things, so he required the Lord.
那我认定这个是神的一个给他们的一个警告。
So I'm sure that this is a warning from God to them.
平常呢，只要一个王啊，跟他们对打，这不是联合。
Usually, it's just they have to face only one king, but not an alliance of kings.
其实现在以色列也是面临这样的问题。
But now Israel also faces this kind of problem.
但是很特别的就是他们心中都各怀鬼胎。
But what's so special is each one have their own deceptions.
你看那个回教徒他们好像很团结哦。
It looks like all the Muslims seem united.
我告诉你，各怀鬼胎。
I tell you, but each one have their own agenda.
虽然他们如果真正的没有那么各怀鬼胎、同心一致的话
，If they didn't have each one have their own agenda,
世界最大的强国就是他们。
So they will be the strongest nation.
但是你有没有发现到为什么他们不能
？But you know why they can't?
在神的手中。
Because in God's hands.
因为呢，在神的手中里面。
But because in God's hands.
给我们看到的就是东方诸王、北方王。还有南方王。
What we see is a king of the east, king of the north, and king of the south.
就没有讲到这一些整个当时在这个迦南地跟以色列人打仗的这一些，包括波斯啦，包括巴比伦啦这些人。
So they didn't talk about the one the Israel has to face the people of Canaan plus the Persia and Babylon.
这一些呢，都已经成为怎么样？这一个罗马帝国又分裂了，又东西罗马帝国里面的变成分散。
So after the Roman Empire rose and then divided, that everyone was scattered.
他们只能怎么样跟其他的？我们看到这个以西结里面的北方王的时候，最后他们跟北方王有一些连结。
So when we see in the book of Ezekiel at the end that they have some alliance with the king of the north.
一直到哪里呢？一直这个绕过耶路撒冷，到了这个。叙利亚这个地方
嘛 ，until they went past Jerusalem to the land of Syria，
不是叙利亚，是利比亚。
I'm sorry, Libya。
啊，到利比亚这个地方来。
Until the Libya, until they reach Libya。
北方王整个的围绕。
This is the surrounding of the North King。
围绕耶路撒冷。
So they surrounded Jerusalem。
要把神的圣民给驱赶出去。
So they want to drive out the holy people of。
然后我们看到耶稣亚在这个时候呢，也碰到围攻的问题。
So here we see Joshua also face the issue of an alliance of kings against him.
那么哪一个事情能够像这么好的一个征战呢？
So what can be so good as a beautiful battle like this?
当如果没有求问耶和华的时候
，If we do not inquire the Lord，
我们经常会靠自己的聪明。
We use our own intelligence。
我们自己的聪明那种感觉就出现。
If we try to use our intelligence, then our
当我们感觉出现的时候，我们的信心是跟着感觉走的。
When our feelings come up, then our faith will go with our feelings.
这不是圣经里面给我们的要求。
This is not what Bible required of us.
从整个圣经里面的人物给我们看到，是先看到环境的事实。
So from all the things we see in the Bible, they actually see the reality in the environment.
然后神话语给我们的信心的一个引导。
Then the word of God gave us the leading of the faith.
从信心里面产生出感觉来。
Then from the faith we produce feelings.
这样子才是一个正确。
Then this is the correct way.
因为不可能没有人的感觉。
Because there is impossible to have no feelings.
没有人的感觉，那就叫死人了。
Then that's a dead man.
一定有感觉。
You will have feelings.
那事实的环境是不可能改变的，就是这样子。
But the reality will not change because of feelings.
那么我们如何用信心凌驾在这事实之上？
So how do we use our faith to conquer this environment?
我们产生的光感觉，那就是有属灵的眼光。
So when we have feeling, it's because of spiritual light.
很可惜，我们今天常常怎么样看到事实的现状的时候用感觉。
Unfortunately, when we see this environment, we use our feelings.
想要去改变事实的现状。
So try to change the reality of the environment.
不行的时候，我们有信心。
So when you can't, we have faith.
信心不是放在最后面，就是怎么样？我们太有信心的放在最前面。
So we put the faith at the end to the point that we put it first.
忽略了神所讲的那个现状。
So we forget what God talks about as the present.
结果那一个信心却不是来自于神的，叫做自信心。
That unfortunately that faith is not truly of God, but our own self-confidence.
我们看到这一个耶稣亚赶快回到神的面前。
We saw that Joshua quickly returned to the Lord.
以至于他在打仗的时候
，So when he was fighting，
神给他一个很大的应许。
God gave him a great promise，
就是日头停在那个地方。
That the sun stopped。
很多人在问，到底这个是真的还是假的
？A lot of people ask if this is real or not。
是这个在学文学上用文学的比拟法来讲到说日头就停在那个地方。
So a lot of people use literature to discover this。
这一个呢是事实。
This is true。
因为呢，在整个啊，在十九世纪的时候，已经有人研究出来，整个地球的运转里面差了24小时。
Because somebody in the 19th century studied this and found out the Earth actually stopped, it's revolving for 24 hours.
算到了耶稣亚那个时代的时候，只有差了23个小时。
So in Joshua's time, it's only
有20分钟。
Missed at 23 hours and 20 minutes.
那么呢，没有到24小时啊。
It was not completely 24 hours.
读到西西家的时候。这个日影倒退十度的时候
，But when we read to the until the book of it about Hezekiah，
算一算刚好40分钟
，And the sun stepped backward and it was counting exactly 40 minutes。
圣经还没有那么发达的时候
，So when the Bible was not so commonplace，
人或许不明白
，Many people didn't understand。
但19世纪圣经已经开始很普遍
，But in 19th century the Bible actually was widespread。
旧约看到新约。
From the Old Testament, you can see the New Testament.
不要以为能从圣经从旧约看到新约是一个很容易的事情。
Don't think that to read from Old Testament to New Testament is very easy.
那个是16世纪以后才开始有的。
It's only after 16th century that it came about.
之前是没有的。
Before that, there was no Bible as such.
之前要不人文盲。
So many people were illiterate.
就不可能有圣经，只有这个教父级的他们有一卷一卷的书卷。
Many people did not have Bibles, but only the priests had the scrolls of the Bible.
所以要全面了解圣经是很困难。
So to understand the Bible completely was very difficult.
但现在整本圣经在我们眼前。
But now the whole Bible is before us.
我们没有经常阅读的时候。
If we don't read it through all the time.
我在思考。
I meditate.
如果当时他们没有神的话，接受到审判都是如此的严峻的时候。
So I think about when back then people didn't have that such advantage and they were judged.
而我们现在有神的话这么方便的时候，我们还不认真查考的时候，那么我们的审判可能要比他们严重一点。
Yet when we now have this right before us and so easy to read, what will become of us when we're judged?
我们看到这第十章第十四节。
Then we look at chapter 10, verse 14.
在这日以前，这日以后。
There has never been a day like it before.
耶和华听人的祷告。
A day when the Lord listened to a man.
没有像这日的。
remember a day like this.
因为耶和华为以色列征战。
Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
开玩笑，这个日头要停止。
Well, what an amazing thing that the sun doesn't stand still.
日头停止不是地球停止了。
It's not the earth that stopped moving.
是角度偏了。
It's the angle that changed.
我们看到日影倒退。
We saw that the shadow went back.
所以神多么有智慧。
So God has wisdom.
那整个的角度偏了以后呢，那个日就在那个地方，好像看起来还是怎么样，太阳还在那个地方。
So when the angle was changed, the sun looks like it stood still.
我们知道在这个这个北纬这个三十几度那个地方啊，有一些城市是怎么样，半年是大白天，半年是都是黑夜的。
So we know that in the northern latitudes, 33.5, that half the year they have sunlight, half of the year they have only darkness.
居住的纬度不一样的原因。
It's because they change the degree of tilt.
不是地球停止了，而是地球在那个地方呢倾斜了。
It's not like the earth stopped, but rather it was tilted.
没有像这日的。
And there was no day like this.
因为是耶和华为他们征战。
Because the Lord was fighting for them.
你会发现到说，如果是神给我们带领
，If you think about it, God, it's not God who's leading us.
耶和华在我们的前面为我们征战。
That the Lord goes before us to fight for us.
我们有什么惧怕呢
？Then what do we have to fear?
这些人虽然联合起来这么大的这一个军队
，Even though these are five kings, the alliance among themselves, we have such a great army.
以色列虽然有小小大大的战争。
Even though there are small and a big fight among the Israelites.
但是他们还没有像大卫那个时代那么会战争。
But they were not such good fighters like the time of King David.
人虽然多，只不过是一些什么牧羊人跟农民。
So even though they were a lot of people, they were merely only shepherds and farmers.
因此呢，对战争的事情。
So with regards to the wars.
可能就是有一些勇敢而已。
They may have the courage.
让我们看到神要给他们看见说有一个公义的太阳。
So what God wants them to see that there's a sun of righteousness.
我们的生命也是这样子。
Our lives are like that.
当我们看到这一个日子的时候
，When we see this day,
就是当太阳还没下山之前
，Before the sun sets,
我们要赶快工作。
We need to work hard.
意思告诉我们呢，当我们的生命还没失去的时候
，Telling us how before our lives are gone,
我们要抓住机会。
We need to make the most of the time.
抓住机会，赶快工作。
And we work hard.
使我们的生命。被神所摸着
So that our life may be touched by God.
这个是第十章给我们看到的
This is what we see in chapter 10.
第十一章二十节
In chapter 11 verse 20.
我们一直读到二十三节
Let's read till verse 23.
这里给我们看到耶稣亚夺了那全地将地分给他们为业
We saw that Joshua conquered the land and divided the land among them.
那么这些人呢我们看到呢为什么他们心里仍然那么刚硬
We saw that why these people are still hardening their hearts.
这里面讲到一句话，好像因为耶和华的意思是使他们心里刚硬。
For it was God, the Lord Himself, who hardened their hearts.
来与以色列人征战。
To wage war against Israel.
那么为什么他们刚硬呢
？So why were they so hardened?
因为他们不受教化。
Because they don't want to be taught.
神给他们的时间四百年。
God gave them 400 years.
亚伯拉罕到那个地区进到了埃及里面呢，这个四百年时间。
So from the time Abraham entered the land, God gave him 400 years.
为什么当时亚伯拉罕没有得地为业呢
？How come Abraham did not receive the land as inheritance?
圣经给我们一句话。
The Bible gave us a verse.
迦南地人的罪恶还没有满足。
Because the sin of the land has not been fulfilled yet.
那么表示神在那个地方等候了四百年。
So that means that God waited there for 400 years.
使他们的心里刚硬。
So that made their hearts hardened.
不是神使他们的心里刚硬。
It's not God who made their heart hardened.
而是神放在人里面的良知啊。
But because God gave them this conscience.
他们已经完全的磨灭了。
They already lost their conscience.
如果我们去研究他们那一些里面的，不管是使儿女惊火，要把孩子活活烧死。
So if we study their culture, how they make human sacrifice even their children with fire
so
So when there were disasters in the land, they were going to use children as a human sacrifice to God.
而且在那一个地方呢，我们就曾经看到亚伯拉罕那个世代里面有索多玛、俄摩拉。
So at that time, we also see the city of Sodom and Gomorrah in the time of Abraham.
他们是随意嫁娶。
They did as they willed.
你可以看到那一个地方的败坏跟风俗。
You can see the corruption and their custom.
已经惹神的愤怒。
They already incurred the wrath of God.
不可能有改变的空间。
So there was no place for them to repent anymore.
这个是环境。
This was the environment.
我们怎么样凭着信心去领取那个地？
So how do we receive this land by faith?
那么这个地里面，我们来从二十节里面来看。
Let's read verse 20.
二三，请，因为耶和华的意思是要使他们心里上面来以以色列的征战，好叫他们进对当面，正猛怜悯，正如耶和华所吩咐摩西的。当时耶稣亚来到，将住三地希伯伦、以利、亚拿伯、犹大地、以色列三地所有的亚纳族人建筑了。耶稣亚和他们的城邑尽都毁灭。这样，耶稣亚照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的一切话，夺了全地。啊，我们就看到二十三节里面，把这一些呢分地给他们，于是国中太平，没有战争。
So we saw that in Jesus' time, three Joshua took entire land, and that there was rest from the war, as he did, as directed by Moses.
如何让我们的心里面没有太大的征战
？If our heart did not have much war,
那么这一个属灵的地
，then there's a spiritual land
在我们的心中
，in our heart.
这些属灵的地业
，all these inheritance,
如何让我们把我们里面的那一些自我、自私的这一些私欲里面赶出去
？We need to drive out our selfishness and our old self from ourselves.
我们才可以更有勇敢的心，在外界里面神要给我们的应许。
Then we'll have the courage to be able to receive what God promises.
迦南七族里面的人，他们的势力的确很庞大。
So indeed, the might of these people in the Canaan. Were mighty.
还记得吗？碰到亚纳人的时候
，Remember when they ran into Anab?
亚纳人很高
，Anakites were very tall.
有的非常壮，非常高壮。
They were very strong.
以色列说：“我看到他们呢，就像怎么样，一个蚱蜢一样。
”So when the Israelites saw them, they looked themselves as grasshoppers.
那看我们好像也像蚱蜢一样，一踩就死了。
So look at us as grasshoppers that they can step on us and we're dead.
七族包括这族里面全部都被歼灭。
But yet these seven tribes were all completely destroyed.
这七族里面不仅仅只有七族，只是一个完全的一个数目。
No, the seven tribes actually is not just seven tribes, but it's a complete number.
让我们可以得地为业。
So we can receive the land as inheritance.
安排了非常多非常多的这一些来征战。
So there were many things that were arranged for us to make war.
我们看到耶稣亚都胜利。
We saw that Joshua was victorious in all.
这个是因为他错的时候呢。回到神的面前来。
That's because when he made a mistake, he turned back to the Lord.
但这个错的当中呢，我们看见有一些事情。
But when he made a mistake, we can see the things.
这个事情在第十二章第六节里头。
It's in chapter 12, verse 6.
这是我们经常会犯的一个毛病。
It's something that we often make mistake that we often make.
约书亚记第十二章第六节。
Book of Joshua, chapter 12, verse 6.
我们来看这一个圣经章节。
Let's read this verse.
这两王是耶和华仆人摩西和以色列所击杀的。
Moses the servant of the Lord,
耶和华仆人摩西将他们的地赐给流便人、加德人和马拉西半支派的人为业。摩西把这个地赐给他们为业。
So Moses gave them this land as their possession.
是摩西错了吗？
Was Moses wrong?
还是摩西跟耶稣亚一样没有求问神呢？
Maybe Moses did not inquire the Lord like Joshua did.
不是的，如果按照整个到新约里面的时候。
No, because if until the time of the New Testament.
当以色列人问耶稣基督这个休妻的事情。
So when the Israelites asked the Lord about divorce.
因为他们休妻在你如果看到生命记里面，就如果你觉得不满意，就把它写休书给他休了。
So you see that in Book of Deuteronomy that if they were unhappy with the spouse, they could give them a better divorce.
轻描淡写的。
It seems like it was just something that was very simple.
那么他们就用这个来问耶稣。
So they used this to ask Jesus.
耶稣怎么回答的？
What did Jesus say？
摩西给你们写休书是因为你们的心刚硬。
Now Moses gave you the letter, permit you to divorce it because your hearts were hardened.
同样，这里也是。
Same thing here.
因为这里他们的心里刚硬。
Because their hearts were hardened.
他们看到什么？看到好的物质丰富。
Because they saw the land of good possession material.
他们的感受就在那个地方。
This is what they want to receive.
到底波拉的时候。
When till the time of Deborah.
底波拉做的歌里面就讲到流变。
So when the song of Deborah actually mentioned about
Reubenites. 流变子徒在那一个河边做生意、
so、
安逸在那个地方。
So the Reubenites settled by the river, they traded.
那么整个在这一个马拉西的半支派这一些人他们首先被同化掉。
But the half of tribe of Manasseh, they were completely engulfed by the people living in it.
因为按照耶和华所赐的那一个不是应许之地。
Because the, what they were given is not the land of promise.
约旦河以东的那一个地方呢，不是耶和华要赐给他们的得地为业。
The land east of Jordan is not the land that what God wants to give them as inheritance.
却是物资太丰富了。
But because of the abundance of materials.
再来呢，在那个地方的神没有说要把他们全部赶尽杀绝。
And there also God did not completely destroy them.
比较容易接受嘛，对不对
？So easy for them to accept.、
哦这一个进入这一个迦南地要这个完全听耶和华的命令一每一件事情都怎么样要赶尽
So when they have to cross to go into the kingdom they have to listen to the Lord
这么强壮的人来抓在当奴隶不是很好吗为什么要把他杀掉
And they have to destroy everything then they think about how about enslaving these strong people
来帮我们耕一耕地啊或是帮我们打扫打扫啊
Maybe they can cultivate the land or do miscellaneous work for us
那杀掉多可惜
So what is would be a shame to destroy them all? So this is too much.
这个马拉西的这边就没有这个要求。
So the half tribe of Manasseh did not seek this.
而且看起来这边的人好像比较和善。
We also think that these people in this land
对我们很毕恭毕敬的。
So they can live together with them.
因为我们那边有约旦河以西有强大的军队，不高兴的话就过来了。
So because on the east side of west side of like Jordan, there are strong armies. That if they were, unhappy, they would come
back. 耶和华给我们的，我们过去约旦以东跟他们打天下。
So because what God has given us, we have to go to the east to conquer the world.
我们看到那一些版图最后呢，首先失落的这就是。
So these are people were the first to be lost.
在这个四世纪的时候，那个地方成为众矢之的，经常是被蹂躏的。
So in the book of Jesse, this has become the land of captivity. Oftentimes they were.
因为要过旦约旦河以东，必须经过约旦河约旦约以西，要先经过约旦河以东这个马拉西的得地为业的这地方。
So in order to cross to the Jordan to go to the land of promise on the west side of Jordan, they have to cross the east side first, and this is a land that they possessed.
怕这一些人在攻击这，赶快报这个信息，他们就过来。
So when they were attacking the spread the news and people came.
他没有想到，在攻击的时候，没有人要理他们。
They didn't realize when they report this news to their tribes, other tribes, but none of them came to help.
四世纪的时候，是以色列人是一盘散沙。
So in the book of Judges, you can see that the Israelites were all scattered.
在那个地区里面呢，经常是怎么样，被某一些小小的王就被他掳掠了。
So you can see that during that time, that in this land.They were easily captivated by kings, little kings.
军事都比他们强。
And their armies, and their might were bigger than theirs.
只是他们没有怎么样，没有联合起来。
It's just that they did not make alliance of themselves.
在四世纪，我们也看见一件事情。
We also see in the book of Judges.
就是那个地还没有得地为业，还没有未得之地甚多。
So there's still a lot of land that we still need to be possessed.
当他们分得地为业的时候，那个地是你的，你要去争取。结果他们拿不到，因为那个居民里面有铁车。
So a lot of land they were not able to possess because the chariots of irons in the land.
得不到那个地位业务，跑回来怎么样？跟他的弟兄抢产业。
So because they were not able to receive and conquer the land, they came back to fight against their own brothers into the land that they possessed.
产生内讧的问题了。
So that's why they created internal war.
内讧的问题呢？就让整个以色列呢，就完全的溃散掉。
So that's why Israel was completely split and scattered.
为什么？因为他们不听耶和华的话。
Because they did not listen to what the Lord commanded them.
以他们的这些世俗里面的同流合污。
So they become contaminated by the world and traditions,
比较容易接纳。
So it'd be easier for them to accept.
他们的神好像没有那么严格。
Now their God did not seem to be so strict.
诶，他们的神好像这个拜一拜也不错，那么大的丰收。
So they think that their gods were pretty good. They can just worship and receive
harvest. 人家怎么那么大的丰收？
And they receive such harvest.
拜那个神很有用。
It seems like very useful to worship their gods. So they went that direction.
这一个就是以色列人他们的光。
This is what happened to the Israelites.
所以当我们看到整个十二章里面的时候
，So when we see the whole chapter 12,
马拉西是一个让我们可以看到的一个警戒。
So Manasseh is actually a warning to us.
他们以为这个得地为业，但是非常好。
So they thought that the land that possesses such a land inheritance and were very good.
感觉上不错。
In their feelings, it was good.
事实上不错。
In reality, it was good.
以为呢，神就必成全这事。
And that God would complete it for them.
神因为他们的心里刚硬，把它分给他们。
Because their heart were hardened, that's why God gave them this land.
但是历史一缩短，让我们来看的时候，的确他们不应该得那个地的业。
So when you contract the history and look at it in detail, you saw that this is land that they should not have possessed.
一开始为什么他们可以在那里
？But in the beginning, how come they were able to be there?
虽然他们跟我们一起打仗
，even though they fought with us.
一软弱的时候，一定有一些兄弟有一些不明朗的地方。
So when in their weakness, there are some brothers and sisters who would not.Understand.
我们也就看到，当他们要回到马拉这个约旦河以东的时候，他们曾立下一个祭坛。
So we saw that as they were about to return to the east side of the Jordan, that made an offering.
原本是好意
，although it was in good will,
都怎么样？差一点擦枪走火。
But they merely become disastrous.
其实那一种心态已经看出来了。
But you can see their attitude.
所以从整个的历史里面要看到如何。同心合意。
From the whole history, you need to understand the importance of unity.
那是相当困难。
But it's very difficult.
所以圣灵在我们里面，我们都愿意降服在圣灵的引导下面。
So when the Holy Spirit in us, we're willing to submit to the Holy Spirit.
要不然刚硬的心都是有。
Otherwise, we all have hardened hearts.
给我们一个警惕，给我们一个很大的一个鼓励。
It gives us a great warning, but also a great encouragement.
就是神原本是要我们好的。
Because God wanted us all to be in peace.
只要我们愿意照着。神的话语而行的时候
As long as we walk by the word of the Lord
我们的生命即将会提升
Our life will be lifted
我们一同来祷告
Let's pray
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father may you help us
帮助我们生命里面的提升
That our lives will be lifted
当我们看到耶稣亚在得地为业的时候
When we see Joshua going to conquer the land
有好些地方没有得到
There are many places that he did not conquer
主啊我们的生命里头
Lord, our lives.
你的应许我们有多少没有得到
？There's so many promises we have not received yet.
启开我们属灵的眼光。
You open our spiritual eyes.
让我们看见。
So we can see.
让我们刚强壮胆。
That we be strong and be courageous.
感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.